This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Biahui. India and Poland have decided to transform their relationship into a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced this during the press statement after the delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw. He said that this year both nations are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the diplomatic relations. He said India-Poland relations are based on shared values such as democracy and rule of law. Mr. Modi said, "Today is a day of special significance in the relations between India and Poland, as after 45 years, an Indian Prime Minister visited Poland." He said Prime Minister Tusk has been a friend of India for a long time and made huge contribution in enhancing the relationship between India and Poland. The Prime Minister said, "People of India can never forget the help Poland has extended in rescuing Indian students during the Ukraine conflict in 2022. He said, "India and Poland have also been moving forward in close coordination on the international stage." Mr. Modi said, "Both sides agree that reform in the United Nations and other international institutions is the need of the hour to face global challenges." He invited Polish companies to join Make in India and Make for the World. Mr. Modi said, in January 2025, Poland will assume the presidency of the European Union. He expressed confidence that Poland's support will strengthen the relations between India and the EU. The Prime Minister said, "The loss of lives of innocent people in any crisis has become the biggest challenge for the entire humanity." Mr. Modi said, "For this, India, along with its friendly countries, is ready to provide all possible support." He said the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia are a matter of deep concern for all. Mr. Modi said, "India firmly believes that no problem can be solved on the battlefield." Mr. Modi and Mr. Tusk reviewed bilateral relationships and exchanged views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides offered an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interest. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said, "Both sides understand each other well, despite the geographical differences, different traditions and histories." After concluding his successful visit to Poland, Mr. Modi has left for Ukraine. In the second and final leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will reach Ukraine today on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Resident doctors' associations in various states protesting against a rape and murder incident at a Kolkata hospital have called off their strikes. In Delhi, the resident doctors' associations of central government hospitals, including All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, Safdarjung Hospital and Lady Harding Medical College, have called off their strike. Besides, Federation of All India Medical Association and resident doctors of Delhi government hospitals have also called off their strike. The decision comes in response to the appeal and direction of the Supreme Court of India. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has arrived in Washington on a four-day visit to the United States at the invitation of the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. During the visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart and also meet the U.S. National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. The defense minister will also chair a high-level roundtable meeting with the U.S. defense industry on the ongoing and future defense collaborations. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was held in New Delhi yesterday. The 31-member committee was headed by BJP MP Jagdambika Pal. The committee has been tasked by the Lok Sabha to scrutinize the bill. During the meeting, officials from the Ministry of Minority Affairs and Ministry of Law and Justice briefed the members about the various amendments proposed in the draft law. Speaking to the media ahead of the meeting, Mr. Pal said, "They will give maximum opportunities to the maximum number of people from minority organizations while discussing the provisions of the bill." The first National Space Day celebrations will be held today across the country. Speaking to Akashvani News, Deputy Director of ISRO's UR Rao Satellite Center, Arvind Nadagauda, said that several programs for students were organized before the main event to inspire the younger generation to seize opportunities in space research and development. The Maharashtra Public Service Commission, MPSC, has postponed the Maharashtra Gazetted Civil Services Combined Pre-Examination 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.